Your Health with Dr. Jill, a weekly conversation about health topics with Dr. Jill Valerius.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Jill.
Good morning, Lee. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, so this is sort of like an interesting spring topic we're kicking off this week with three or four episodes, depending on how much we talk about. Things that happen with your body after you haven't been moving it in some ways, you might start moving it in the springtime.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important, you know, because people are transitioning sports, if you will, in the spring often, or maybe some people are getting more active because there aren't a lot of things that they do in the wintertime, or, you know, so I think it's just important to think about what we do and how we do it, and mm-hmm. really, like, what can we do to avoid, you know, avoid injuries. So I thought we'd spend a little bit of time, like, talking about what are these things, define yeah. some things, and
right.
and why is springtime high risk?
So, right. Yeah. And I would say the other thing is springtime in Alaska can be amazing. When the light starts coming, we all get a little manic up here and
yeah.
start doing more. It's like after sort of a winter where we're maybe cozy up a little more, even if we do get out and ski and such. But in the spring, it's like the light comes and we just go, go, go. And until we stop for some injury.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Uh-huh.
Like it is. It's a beautiful time of year, and it's a fun time to get out, and we all want to be out when it gets warmer.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the most diehard winter fans are excited when spring happens once we make it through breakup.
Right, and then we start digging garden beds with muscles we haven't used, or raking stuff up, or pruning, or riding our bikes, or hiking up the hill. We're out there doing stuff.
Yeah. That's what we want to be, and so the idea is, like, how do we do this safely and try to avoid injuries?
Right.
So I think starting, you know, just talking about the general term musculoskeletal injury, and really that general term is going to cover any injuries that are impacting muscles, bones, tendons, ligaments, joints. You know, and when I think about that, one thing that tends to be confused a lot, whether it be in medicine or the lay public, is a sprain. And when you sprain something, sprain your ankle, sprain your wrist, sprain your knee, you are stretching or tearing a ligament.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a sprain is.
Okay.
A strain, when you strain a muscle, you can strain a tendon.
Right.
When I think about a muscle, so you strain your hamstring or you strain your bicep in your arm, or a tendon injury would be an Achilles tendon injury.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Dr. Jill, what's the difference between a ligament and a tendon for us to think about?
Ligaments are bone-to-bone attachments.
Mm-hmm.
So they're less stretchy fibers, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they help hold our ankle together. Ligaments do.
Okay.
Definitely. When we're dealing with tendons, you're going from a muscle to a bone.
Ah, okay.
You know, when you think about your tendon, like your patellar tendon, so the tendon that goes really from your quadricep in your upper leg,
mm-hmm.
your thigh,
mm-hmm.
that tendon at the bottom of your thigh muscle, right above your kneecap, that is a tendon. That kneecap is within the patellar tendon.
Okay.
And it connects down to your tibia.
Right.
And your lower leg.
And tendons have a little bit of stretch to them. Is that true? Or is it
Absolutely.
The muscle stretching?
Well, our muscle is, but the tendons move.
Okay.
You know, to some extent. So tendons are muscle to bone. Ligaments are bone to bone.
Okay. Thanks.
And you can always remember when somebody goes, oh, you strained your ankle. Like, no, you didn't. You didn't strain your ankle. You sprained your ankle. The
okay.
T in strain stands for tendon. So then you know you have a musculotendinous injury.
Okay. And so about 6 years ago, I tore at my Achilles tendon in
yep.
a fall. So that is, you know, that's another thing that happens is you can break a tendon, I guess.
No, you strained it. You got like a grade, you know, depending if you go on a scale of 1 to 3 or 1 to 5, but that's a complete tear.
It's a complete
tear. A strain is some element of tearing.
Okay. Okay.
And I would say, honestly, a sprain can be a stretch, but a sprain can be a tear.
Okay.
So, yes. And then we can also have tendonitis. So you can get inflammation in a tendon. That happens in our elbow. We'll talk about that. It can happen in your wrist or your thumb. It can happen in your Achilles tendon. People get tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
You get tendonitis in your knee. So that's inflammation in the tendon.
Okay.
and it's sore. And oftentimes, if you have tendonitis, like, it wouldn't be uncommon to be kind of stiff and sore when you start doing something. As you get moving, you do things, it loosens up, it feels okay, and then eventually it gets stiff again.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a pretty common pattern that I would see with some sort of a tendonitis.
Okay.
And then the other thing to think about is overuse injuries. And when I think about overuse injuries, I'm thinking like plantar fasciitis, runner's knee. Sometimes we can think about golfer's elbow. Like, we can just get into, like, mm-hmm. they're just overuse.
Right. Or carpal tunnel would be an overuse injury. That's
yep.
more from inside work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, these things, you're dealing with acute, you can twist your ankle, you can have more chronic things like shoulder aches that build up over time if you're pruning, if you're lifting. So when we think about all these things, they can be very acute things, but they can be more chronic type things.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get asked that if these things happen. It helps us to figure out, well, what is going on? What did you actually do? When we ask, when did this happen? And somebody might be like, oh, I was running and I tripped over a root and sprained my ankle. Or mm-hmm. I tripped and I did a Superman, saved myself from falling, but really pulled my hamstring really bad in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those would both be pretty acute things versus like, you know, I don't really know. It just is like sore and it's just not getting better or it's getting more sore. That's where you're going to get, are we dealing with acute or subacute chronic type of issue?
Okay.
And so spring, I see a lot more injuries in the spring, and I think it's because we're just often doing different activities. You're not skiing as much now. Maybe you're running and you're hiking. Maybe you're biking. We were shoveling snow, and now we're raking. It's a different motion.
Right. And actually, this winter, we did not shovel much snow, so we didn't even get that practice.
It could be. You know, and then the other thing we have to think about, honestly, in the springtime is a really good time to think about is, like, what do your running shoes look like? I finally broke down and bought a new pair of running shoes because the ones I was running in and I've been traveling with, they just, you looked at them from the side and you're like, these are dead shoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's just nothing in the cushion. So mm-hmm. think about, you know, if you're not in the right footwear, that is something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes get really excited. We don't warm up maybe like we should. And maybe we feel something kind of pulling, but I don't know, you're out at the Butte and you've got 6 miles to come back home. So maybe we're not listening to warning signs because we're like, it'll be okay. You know, those are all the kind of things that put us at risk. And
right.
it will honestly put us at risk at the beginning of really any season.
Okay.
But I would say probably more so springtime, wintertime. But I also will see in the fall and stuff, I will see more issues with hunters if they haven't been like training for their trips. And then they climb a mountain and have to pack something out and get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Something else to think about. But
right.
And things I would say to think about, you know, what can you do? You know, what's safe for you to manage at home versus what should you be going to get help for? And mm-hmm. a couple of red flags that I want people thinking about watching for. I mean, if you're having numbness or tingling somewhere, that's indicative of an issue. And you can hit the funny bone in your elbow. There's just some things you can do that you're like, you know exactly what you did. But if you pull a muscle in your butt, or hurt your shoulder and you have numbness and tingling in your arm, like, you should probably go and be seen. If you can't move your joint,
mm-hmm.
if you hurt something and you can't mm-hmm. move your joint, I'd probably go get it checked out.
Right.
So, that seems obvious, but I'm going to say it. Like,
okay.
Yeah, you should do that.
Okay. So, Dr. Jill, what would the numbness or tingling, what might it indicate that you think it's worth getting checked out for?
I'm worried about a nerve injury.
Okay.
You know, and it'd be the same thing, like if you hurt your back, if you have numbness or tingling shooting down your leg, I'm worried about your nerve. I'm worried okay. about maybe a disc
mm-hmm.
in your back. So definitely think about that. And what goes along with that, too, is loss of strength or mm-hmm. loss of sensation.
Okay.
You know, did you tear a muscle? Did you injure a nerve? You know, what happened? And those, to me, are things that make sense to make sure that you get checked out. And then This seems as obvious as not being able to move your joint, but I'm going to say it. If you have significant swelling, mm-hmm. If you hit your leg on something or whatever and you get bruising, you know what you did. If you have really significant bruising somewhere and swelling, certainly if you have deformity in one of your limbs, like if your finger's sticking out sideways or something, I'd probably go get that checked out. I mean, it seems obvious, but sometimes, and I'd say between practicing in Alaska and northern Minnesota, there's been times that I've been like, oh, my God, how long has it been like this? Mm-hmm. Oh, a while. And I'm like, really? Wow. Don't be that tough guy or gal. Like, not that tough. You can be tough. Don't wow your friends and your doctor with something you've been just, like, not getting checked out.
Okay.
I would say in terms of, what can you, for mild injuries, I think people are pretty familiar with what we call RICE, so rest, ice, compression, elevation. You can do gentle stretching. If you're at a point where something hurts bad enough that you cannot bear weight on it, I think you need something looked at. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you have like a tendonitis or plantar fasciitis, those things sometimes can respond nicely to heat before you move. Mm-hmm. Be helpful. Interestingly, one thing that we're kind of getting away from, and I think any of us that are older, I don't know what that age means at this point, we were always taught to get started on Advil or ibuprofen. And, if you really think you tore something and have a significant injury, like, number one, go get seen. But we know you need some level of inflammation to start the healing process, but it's a balance. But I think for many years, we just tried to knock out all the inflammation. And that actually can slow your healing process. So mm-hmm. that's something to, hopefully you have a provider that you can ask questions of. That's a good question, like how much and when kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then, what can we do in terms of healing, prevention? Healing is dependent upon our nutrients, it's our hydration status, it's our habits, it's our movement. Some of the go-to things I do, which we've talked about mm-hmm. in multiple different topics here, magnesium can help with relaxation and cramping. Certainly curcumin, which is turmeric, omega-3s, the herb boswellia can help reduce inflammation. Collagen and vitamin C will help to support soft tissue repair. Daily mobility like yoga, stretching. A lot of people use foam rolling, different things like that. And then, of course, sleep is something we are always talking about
right.
because we actually do our healing when we sleep.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like those are all good things. And then I'd like to really dive into next week and, maybe the week after, like really talking about a little bit more, like what are some of the common upper body things and like kind of lower extremity, lower body things.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. Have a great week.
You too, Dr. Jill. Bye.
Bye.
Your Health with Dr. Jill is a production of Radio Free Palmer, Big Cabbage Radio. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.